Hi, California Ag Industry. This is Sean Haynes here with the Ag Center. Tune in Tuesdays and Thursdays on KMJ's Ag Hour at 5 a.m. for California's weekly commodity and market price updates. You can also visit theagcenter.com for more information and detail on these reports.
Dairy prices continue to suffer a little bit on the butter side as a lot of worries continue to be out there for the amount of cream coming into the market with the recovery in the cattle herd. Both in size also as well as production, given that they're coming out of this bird flu slump. Cheese has actually been picking up a little bit on the other side, so it's kind of leveled things off. But you got the milk price sitting at about $18.25 average from now till about December of next year. Most guys still making money at that, especially given the fact that prices for feed continue to stay down. Although whole prices jumped up about $5 per ton this week, sitting about $75 to $80 per ton in the north market, $90 to $95 per ton south market. Silages have been all over the place. As you move south, more expensive, $68 a ton as far south as Tulare and Hanford. As you move up north in the Merced area, it's $55 to $60. And in the Lodi market, it's as low as $40 down to about $45, $48 per ton. A lot of pressure on silage given the fact that corn prices back east have gotten so cheap with this huge production report that came out the USDA last week. And also just hulls being so cheap as well. It's kind of putting pressure on the corn silage market. Hay market's still falling off as well. Test hay, if it's really good test hay, you can still sit about 280, 285 market. The minute you fall off a test, price falls dramatically quickly on that, with the alfalfa side down to the 220, 240 mark pretty quickly, even on supreme quality hay outside of the test range. Orchard grass, still very cheap. We see some triticale grass came off this week, about $105 a ton FOB. So again, forage is very cheap. You got concentrates to offset forage that are very cheap back east coming in. And so as long as that in play there, you're going to see these prices here in the valley for feed crops down. Almond prices, a lot of reports coming in that the production's not quite what everybody expected. A lot of orchards south to north down, as I'm calling these processors, saying they're not expecting, they weren't expecting such a smaller crop. A lot of the issues seems to be one, yields on the nut size aren't quite as good. So when they're looking at hulls usually are 45 to 50% of the wet volume on these nuts. Right now they're sitting about 60 to 65% in some cases. So they peel the hull off, these much smaller nut behind, and the sellable kernel weight's lower. That's kind of been going through the market quite a bit, and you're seeing prices recover this week at about 215 to 220. And I'm calling them probably the average price. So right now on the blend, about 225 to 230, if this kind of stays in place. Again, most guys are making money at that, and that clears the market. It also corrected the in-shell kernel kind of imbalance. In-shell were cheaper than kernels for a while. And now with this pullback, by the growers, as far as what they're willing to sell at what price, that's kind of flipped back and made, itself more of a normal basis again. Tomato harvest in season, fully moving along. Crop yields are very good in the north of 65, 70 ton range in a lot of places. That's causing overage in the market, and the processors are coming in not really paying for that. They're paying $15 per ton minus harvest costs, or $25 per ton minus harvest costs, which is really not enough to really pay for the ton, but they're all excess tons. So it's kind of a tale of two cities. One, you got a great yield this year, but you're really limited to your contract, what you're receiving, and the processors are kind of taking advantage of that to blend their price down on what they're taking for the crop this year. Beef side remains very high, very constrained supplies. Prices over the last week topped $5.15 per pound and 450 weight steers. It's highest we've ever seen again. And consequently, that pushed prices up to $13.50 for Holstein beef dairy cross calves, $7.50 for Holstein bull calves, and we're looking at $6 to $6.50 for Charlotte Jersey calves. There's a push on the Charlotte Jersey calf side as well. It's not no real inventory out there to be had. And so these Simplot and these guys are going to these Jersey herds, say, hey, go ahead and breed the beef now with the Charlotte cross to kind of fill that back end need. They're starting to pay a little bit more for those animals accordingly. But that's what I got this week for commodity prices. Thanks.
Tune in Tuesdays and Thursdays on KMJ's Ag Hour at 5 a.m. for California's weekly commodity and market price updates. You can also visit theagcenter.com for more information and detail on these reports.